WGCH News Center time is 8:21, and my guest now is Zach Myman, who is a Greenwich resident, author of the book Public Annie. Good morning, Zach. Welcome. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Tony. Thank you.
And Zach, tell us first of all about the title of the book, Public Annie. What does that refer to?
Public Annie, those are tax farmers, tax collectors during biblical times. It's like IRS agents who were during Jesus Christ collecting taxes.
I see. Okay. And the book is about government intrusion. It's about the government that has a way of taking the thoughts and or the intelligence from one person, transferring it to another. Tell us about that a little bit, about the plot of the book, if you could, without giving away too much, because you want people to read
it. That's about it. You just about mentioned.
But is it your scenario that this could happen in real life, or is it a metaphor for something else?
It is both. Actually, mainly it is a metaphor, because a metaphor for something that people get used to it and don't even think twice about it, which I find very disturbing and maybe the main problem that we have right now in America, namely it's income tax. So it is metaphor for this. But also it is entirely possible that in the future it will be happening, because there is technology already developing that analyzes certain spots in our brain where smart people would have certain activities, and there are new studies coming every day, and I can see it as possible.
Mm-hmm. And the question that's asked throughout is that, well, first of all, two things perhaps. One is that it has public support. The other is that, well, if it's for the good of society, then what's wrong with it?
Okay, the end justifies the means. That's a problem. And it's a huge, you know, I don't want to even, I came from Russia in 1980, and I know that sometimes I feel even that I came from the future to United States. I have the experience that not many Americans had. Namely, I know that it's possible that the entire country is wrong. People that you know, people that are smart, that you like, and they could be very much wrong, like it happened in Germany during Hitler time, it happened in Russia during communist Russia when I was there. And Americans, it's hard to understand this, hard to have this experience, and I already had it. And also the fact that the income tax is important, especially important, threatening right now, because we're becoming stronger and stronger every day. It is, I can see that in 10, 15 years, one person may have means to destroy the entire nations, maybe with, you know, new age bombs and stuff like that. So we have to learn not to initiate the force. And not necessarily whatever we think is good. We shouldn't force people to do this.
Mm-hmm. Your son, of course, is Phil Myman, who ran for Congress a couple of years ago on the Libertarian Party. And
yes.
You say you're not a member of the party, but you believe in a lot of the tenets.
Right.
Of the
I'm not a member of the party. But I believe I not necessarily agree with policy of Libertarian, with all the policy of Libertarian Party. But I certainly believe in Libertarian principles, and those were the principles of our founding fathers.
And one of the questions I had is, as I've heard some people that are libertarians say that, especially now with threats of terrorism, things like that, that we're going to be giving up our rights for the good of society. Do you see things in those terms also?
Yes, we are already giving up our rights. You know that America is about 5% of the world population, and there is about 25% of all prisoners are sitting in prison in America. We are losing our rights every day. We are losing our rights under Clinton administration and under Bush administration. And it is terrible. It's again, and, you know, we don't, the government was created to protect our rights, not to give up our rights to protect us from something else.
Mm-hmm. Now, as far as the book's concerned, this is the first book you've written?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and what made you want to write the book?
Well, I see that we are losing this fight against income tax by using reason only. People just ignore it. You give all kind of logical reasons. I think it's possible even to mathematically prove that you cannot be free if you have income tax. It's like telling a slave, you are free to vote, you have all other freedoms, it's just you can't keep fruits of your labor. So you are a slave by the definition if you have income tax. And we were losing this logic. So I thought maybe I can put it in a moral stand and maybe entertaining way force people to think, is it moral or not to come to somebody, take something that belongs to him and give it to others because it's for the good.
Mm-hmm. You had many biblical references, other cultural references. Did you do a lot of research on those?
Yes, I did. I found out, by the way, not many people know what happened to Jesus Christ. It looks like, according, you know, many people think that he was born and then suddenly about 30 years he showed up when he was 30 years old and started making all these miracles. And there is an interesting period during which he was trained and prepared for this mission, and I write about it in the book.
And one thing that I remember you wrote is it could be controversial, well, among other things, would be in the Garden of Eden. Eve disobeyed God, but you're saying God's got the government.
Yes, exactly. Yes, and there is meaning in the. The book has certain references and studying in the Bible and in the Torah, which is for Jewish religion. And the entire Bible is a story of people fighting for freedom. If you look at it, if you analyze it, that's what is the message that Bible sends us, is you have to fight for freedom for individuals.
And are you planning on writing any more books?
I'll have to see how well this book is accepted, and you know, if I'm not, it's a very time consuming. It takes a lot of time and resources from you, and you really have to like it. I like it, but you have to be sure that it produces some results.
Right, because it was about 200 pages. But how long did it take you to write it?
Several years.
Is that right?
Yes.
All that. Okay. All right, Zach, thanks very much for joining us this morning. And the book is available. People want to get it?
Yeah, on Amazon, Publicani, and also you can read it free online on Publicani.com.
All right, great. Zach Maimon of Greenwich, our guest this morning. The name of the book is Publicani. Thanks very much for joining us, Zach.
Thank you, Tony.
WGCH News Center time is 8:28. Traffic and weather together coming up next.